What about interpreting American library philosophy to them?
I think we did that, I don't know how successful, but I think so, just like serving, you know. I think the idea was not always serving. One student told me once that we were talking about books that had to be put up or something. He said he wasn't educated to put up books. You know, do different things. But anyway, I think they got philosophy pretty well with what you wanted in a library and out of service because of what you did. Because we put our books on. The books that I had and the one that I got from USIA went on to open shelves. Mm-hmm. And they were very good. Mary Engelmeyer was there when I first went there in the library. I think they began to understand that. I don't know how much the government would understand that. You could talk whatever you wanted to. I don't know that you could act whatever you wanted to. And you knew that there were people there who knew what you were doing and what you said. Because I mentioned the fact they had this Illustrated Time magazine. We were talking about things. And I said, now this is an excellent source. I ran across this and I said, it's an excellent source for, you know, giving you material that you may want for birth files and so forth. And you may want it for periodicals and looking up some things about your country. And I want you to know, it wasn't more than 3 days before I got a stack like this sent to me. So somebody had heard, you know, what was said out of my mouth. But I think you could get across some ideas. You always had that feeling of books being lost. So, and of what you were educated to do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And faces, I guess, is important.